Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Our double play right around 3:45 every day is driven to you by your local Washington area Honda dealers. What's going on in our lives? Nothing to do with sports. Danny, I got one I could start with.
Please.
That works for you. I saw this story, and I wanted to bounce this off my pals. A couple charged guests $333 apiece to come to their wedding. So it wasn't as though, like, hey, you're going to give us a present, potentially, and we make money that way. They charged money for people to come to their wedding.
So is that just two specific guests or all guests had to pay? Yeah, you know what I mean? Was it just like, if you and your wife are coming to my wedding, you're paying me? This is if you come, you're paying.
Maybe the parents and the families got in free. A
couple people got us, yeah.
But I'll read this. This is from ABC7 in New York. For many couples, their big day requires a big budget. On average, weddings now cost tens of thousands of dollars. The biggest price tag is typically the venue, and that accounts for about 37% of the cost. That was according to The Knot. To cut down on spending, these newlyweds, their names are Nova and Remo Styles, got creative. Hmm. They thought of their nuptials like a concert. And instead of having the traditional ceremony with the dance party and the reception that you normally have, they said, well, what if we think about this like an event? I said, quote, people choose to go to Beyonce concerts because they know that they're going to have an experience. Let's put the stress on the guests and let's sell tickets for a wedding, Nova said. I was like, babe, people aren't going to come, Remo said. People did come, but there was also pushback. I would never spend money on tickets. I don't care, someone said. Who do you guys think you are? Jay-Z and Beyonce, somebody also said. The tickets, priced at $333 apiece, earn guests a seat on their double-decker bus and a 12-hour adventure in New York City. Their strategy spared them $70,000 in wedding expenses. So what they essentially decided to do was, rather than having the traditional wedding, they put together an experience for the day where people paid their way like a big party. I think this is the most selfish and horrendous thing I think I've ever heard.
Mm.
Certainly up there. $333, you're charging all of the people who helped to make you who you are and who you love, and they love you, who, you know, they're supposed to be here to honor you on the most important day of your life. And you're saying, we'd like you to come honor us, but also pay $333 to do it. Now, the only part of this that I find interesting is that this idea where they didn't just charge a bunch of money to come to the wedding, which I guess you could have done, which would have been worse. They created this experience where you're paying almost for a day of activities. So that makes it a little more stomachable. But I think just generally speaking, if you can't afford the wedding you want to have a different wedding.
Mm. So this is the kind of thing where I think differently than a lot of people, I think. And people read that and recoil. They'll go, my God, that's just poor form. That's so... Words that, like, my parents used to use, words like gauche. I'm not even sure what gauche means, but it's that, right? It's just, it comes across, it's just something you don't do in polite society, right? Charge people for the wedding. But here's what's going to happen. Normally, wedding guest spends a bunch of money to buy me a gift, buy the couple a gift for some stuff that we may or may not need. They pay a bunch of money to come to stay at the hotel, pay a bunch of money for this, that, and the other, have the whole experience. Then the couple goes into debt, but we get some nice plates and silverware and like a microwave and stuff like that. This is eliminating one of the parts of the process, right? Where if you're paying for the wedding yourself, if Daddy Warbucks is paying or some in-laws are paying or whatever, fine. But if you're paying yourself, then you take on thousands of dollars in expenses. This is basically cutting that part out, and I don't get any dinner plates, or I don't get any cool like towels with my initials on them or other stuff from our registry. So to me, it's not that crazy. It'll never happen. My wife would never have signed off on something like that.
You don't think that is a selfish bad look?
No, it's cutting out a middle part of the natural process. In other words, if you're coming to my wedding, you're spending a bunch of money. Yeah, you're gonna buy me a gift.
Yes, but to just view it as a dollar amount and that, me out of the kindness of my heart, I don't have to give you a gift, but I'm going to, or that the plate costs X amount of dollars for me to eat or whatever, to just view that as transactional and, hey, if this kind of money is being exchanged anyway, just hand me $333 and we'll dictate what we're doing that day. That's not the same thing.
No, it's cutting out all the different perfunctory kind of like polite things that we've always done. Weddings have always been a certain way. Like you show up to the birthday party and you give the kid a gift. I'd rather you instead of a knickknack that I'm going to throw away in 10 years, I'd rather you donate, $20 to my 6-year-old's 529. But no one will do that. It's never really the way it's gone in our history. So I understand. People will hear that and they'll recoil. Just because it's not polite. It's not what you was normally done. There's a tradition and a pageantry and these sorts of things.
So you acknowledge it's not polite, but you're not willing to say that that's a bad look or rude.
Well, I think that's how it'll be viewed.
Yeah.
But it's the type of thing where I that doesn't bother me near as much as
somebody,
it should.
You get the email from your buddies. Hey, it's $666 for you and your wife. Mm-hmm. Show up at this time. We're getting on a bus, going on a tour, and then we'll have these activities for the day. This is our wedding. You would say, awesome.
I don't know that I'd say awesome. I go, that's unusual. But again, when you start to add it up, I see how we get there, right? In other words, they're going to offset the wedding expenses. Also, I don't have to buy them a stupid plate or a hamper.
But who said that? I never saw anything saying that you're not getting
if there's
present.
If there's still a gift registry and they're doing that, then I would imagine
this takes place of the wedding. There's always that on top of the wedding.
Yeah, so if there's a gift registry also where I'm going to have to buy some meaningless, stupid thing for somebody's house, now I'll object to it. But if the point is the money you were going to spend on a gift, help us not go into $50,000 or credit card debt, I don't think that's insane.
I don't know if there's a gift registry or not. I would imagine that they would have that because this is just taking the place of the wedding, which you would almost never spend $666 on for you and as a couple, me and my wife, if we're going like my sister got married out of the country. We certainly did on that one.
Mm-hmm.
There have been a couple of times if we had to go stay in a hotel. If you add everything up, it might be close to, if I'm a groomsman or she's a bridesmaid, you're going to get over that. But just a normal Saturday, Emily's getting married, we're driving over, you're never spending $700 for that.
No, it wouldn't be that. I mean, I've spent more, I've spent less, everything in between. Weddings in New York, weddings in San Francisco, weddings here when we didn't live here have all cost, a pretty penny. But of course you do it. But I guess my point is, it's the kind of thing, again, I'm not going to like advocate for it or stump for it or say, this is what we should have done to my wife. Cause there's no way it wouldn't have gone over. It would have been too shocking because nobody does that sort of thing. But to me, I don't know how to put it a different way. If there are multiple piles and I have to deplete one pile just cause it's more polite to then fill up the second pile. And then if I'm just changing the piles, that's not that offensive to me. But I know that nobody thinks that way.
The other part of it is don't dictate all of the activities all day for 12 hours.
That's a lot.
I'm sitting on a bus for how long?
That's a lot. We're going where? I don't want to go whitewater rafting.
No, I'm assuming the bus part of it is not 12 hours long.
Right.
But the bus part of it is going to be, how do you know I want to go on a tour of New York for 4 hours? Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The whole thing just sounds...
Yeah, we're not that close. I'm going to go to the wedding and stuff, but I'd like to have brunch or something.
I might just take these photos. I might say, you know what? Enjoy your wedding day. We'll go get dinner next week. You guys are a lot to deal with. Romo and whatever.
What was his name? Tony Romo and Reba?
I don't remember.
Reba McEntire and Romaine?
Sorry about this, but we can't make it that day. We'll save our $3,000. But let us know when you want to go get a steak over at Randy's, and I'll take you over there and get you a nice meal.
Got you a check instead of the meal.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.